Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. What would you like to create in your life? Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want, and Aware is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware.
Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. Happy Thursday to you. A couple of announcements I wanted to mention again briefly, because it's not on the website yet, but the Conscious Life Expo is coming up on the Valentine's Day weekend, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of February. It is at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton Hotel, and it's half day on Friday from 3 to 10, and then every other, 10 to 10 on Saturday and 10 to 8 on Sunday. And I'm going to be speaking on Sunday with my favorite Michael Tamora. I'm going to be speaking at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and we're going to be talking about building confidence through achieving your goals and through basically the idea that one person can make a difference and that you can carry through with that. And it's not only necessarily about confidence, but it's about just being okay with where you're at right now and building confidence within that moment, too. So we're going to have a good time. It's always going to be a spirited conversation because Michael's going to be with me, and, you know, we do it on the air together, which is a lot of fun, so we'll get to do that live and in person together, too. So I've been speaking to a lot of people that want to come, but the information isn't up yet on consciouslife.com. So just in case you don't see it there, it will be there. It's conscious-life.com if you want to find out about the other speakers that are going to be speaking there. And also on Sunday, my first guest today is going to be speaking at 6 o'clock on Sunday about, business intuition, essentially. She's a business intuitive, and she helps people define their business goals. It's kind of like a business therapist, which everybody needs. You know, there's motivational speakers, there's personal therapists. We need business therapy as well, just for your own personal goals, you know. And Monique Guild is joining me again today. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me here. Good. I really appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm great. Good. Doing really well.
Yeah. The last time we spoke to you, you had been working on a documentary. Is that right?
Yeah.
What was that about?
That's where I traveled 6,150 miles across the nation with myself and my two dogs, and I was looking for people that had unusual jobs or they've gone for their dream or vision, and somehow they've accomplished it in spite of all the obstacles, and now it's uplifting and helping mankind. And I was supposed to be gone 2 weeks, and I ended up being gone 2 months on the road. I had no agenda, no, like, you know, people set out in advance who I was going to interview. I literally wandered in from town to town finding these people. And actually, it was the most amazing adventure I've ever had in my life.
Of course.
It was truly inspirational, uplifting, but I got to see too how my intuition really guides me. And it was an intuitive goal, you know, and that's one of the things today about talking about how people set New Year's goals and why they may not stick. You know, and I think it's really important to set intuitive goals. What is our soul's purpose goals? What are we here for? And how do we get distracted from our intuitive goals? How do we know what they are? And how do we know when we're off of them? And the documentary was an intuitive goal. Truly.
So you would just go to, like, the local coffee shops and talk to people and see with small towns?
Very small towns. Yeah. For example, in Picayune, Mississippi, I wanted to go to a gospel church there, and I said to my cousin, I said, please, would you bring me to this gospel church? And she says, you know, Monique, we don't really go there, but I'll take you. And I said, okay. And so I walked in and into this gospel church. They were all having lunch, and they turned around and looked at me like, what are you doing here? Uh-huh. You know, and I explained to them what I was doing, and I'd been on NBC News and all this stuff, and it was very legitimate what I was doing. And I said to the lady of the church, I'm looking for someone who has had major obstacles in their life, but somehow they stuck you know, stuck to their vision, what it was they wanted to achieve in spite of the obstacles, and now that's turned around and is helping others. And she said to me, I think I have the person for you. And there was this amazing woman I met, Flo Robinson. She was diagnosed with cancer 17 years ago, and the doctor said to her, the cancer is metastasized all over your body. You have 3 months to live. Go home and get your affairs in order. And she says, doctor, she says, I don't have time to die. She says, I have got 3 kids to raise, and the Lord has plans for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's this amazing woman. And when she was 13 years old, she had had this vision that she would somehow become successful in real estate. And she always hung on to that vision. And she figured that now was the time to go for it, you know, since she was confronted with this emergency situation. But she didn't believe it, that she was going to die. And so what she ended up doing was, through all the chemo and all these things she had to go through, she opened up, she got a real estate license, opened up her own real estate company, and helped homeless people buy homes. She says, because 50% of the people on the street are Vietnam vets, they have a paycheck. And so she helped them buy homes.
Wow.
You know, and now 18 years later, she's still alive, still doing it. One of the most inspirational people I've ever met in my life. She says to me, she says, Monique, when they think I'm crazy, she says, I get happy feet and I start dancing. You know, and she did this little dance in the parking lot. Like, she was the most amazing woman.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so I met people like this across the nation. That
happy
were just
feet.
Happy feet. She gets happy foot when they think she's crazy, you know.
Funny.
But she just really, she and so many others had the faith and they had this vision and they didn't quit no matter what. No matter what other people thought, no matter what other people said, she just stuck to her vision.
Now, have you had interest in this documentary, in airing it, or part of Oprah or anything?
Definitely. All the above. Sounds great. Definitely. I want to show all the, all the wonderful things that are happening in the world and in the United States, because I truly got sick of seeing all the negative media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I decided, well, if I'm sick of it, then I need to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I set out on the, I had promised myself that in the beginning of the summer that I was going to go across the nation and do this documentary or do this road trip. And by the end of the summer, I hadn't done it yet. And I got into an argument with a friend of mine. And so I knew then that... he said to me, he says, Monique, I don't know why you're arguing with me. He says, your higher self knows better than this. And I was like, who are you to tell me my higher self knows better than this?
Right.
But he was right. There was a reason why I had become distracted and why, you know, I needed to look at what was it about myself that I wasn't honoring? What did I promise myself that I haven't done yet that I needed to do? And that next morning I woke up and I said, that's right. I promised myself at the beginning of the summer that I was going to do this road trip, and I haven't done it yet. Now it's August. And I thought, that's it. I need to go. And I bought a camera, and the guy from Good Guys came over the day before I left and helped me, showed me how to use the camera, and I was gone by that next Monday. And so that was an intuitive.
And then you traveled in the hottest part of the year, too.
Yeah, I did.
Why not? So what's the difference between a goal and an intuitive goal?
Okay. So a goal is just like, you know, okay, I'm going to start exercising 3 times a week, 30 minutes each time, and blah, blah, blah. An intuitive goal, like the documentary was something that truly uplifts me or uplifts you, that's inspirational, that may be a vision from when we were a child, something like our true soul's purpose. What am I here? We can ask questions to ourselves like, what is my soul's purpose? How do I know when I'm on my soul's purpose and heading toward my intuitive goal? How does my intuition guide me toward my intuitive goal? And it really is, how does it make you feel when you set this goal? Like the difference between a goal, like 3 times a week, I'm going to exercise 30 minutes each time is, okay, like a goal. But I'm going to go and horseback ride 3 times a week. You know, meet with a trainer, have them show me how to ride. It's
and the purpose of that would be to have my soul fly or something like that.
Exactly.
There's a deeper meaning behind the goal.
Exactly.
Soul's purpose behind the goal.
Exactly. Something that where you all of a sudden feel an energy shift in your body and you feel more uplifted.
Now, do you think that those are the goals that are more likely to be achieved?
Definitely. Definitely. Because there's like a yearning, a vision when you don't go towards it, you feel like you've let yourself down somehow. Mm-hmm. More than a different left down of not showing up to the gym. It's more of...
Do you think that they're harder to achieve, though?
No. I think that when you're on track and you're going for it, they may be scarier.
But what if you're not? Yeah, and you have blocks. That's usually what happens when you're on, trying to find your purpose, and it's scary.
It is scary. But I feel like it's almost like the scarier it is, but the more you walk towards it, the universe is going to rush in to support you in it. Just like when I did this thing across the nation, so many people's fears came up. When I told them I was going to travel with my two dogs, they were like, are you out of your mind? Where are you going to stay? What hotel is going to take you with the two dogs? I had one guy say to me, Monique, where are you going to park when you get to New York? I mean, that was like his big worry, and I was like, I don't know. I haven't even left LA yet. People's fears come in, their own stuff comes in. And that's why I think it's important to protect our goals too, that make sure that we tell them to people we know that are going to support us in our visions.
Yeah, that's true.
What we want to achieve.
That's true. Sometimes those purpose oriented goals don't bring in money right away. Like, look what you did. There's no guarantee that you're going to make any money on that. Or what do you do with your practice while you're gone? If it's centered around you, who's going to take it over?
Right.
I know all about it.
Right. So those, I don't know why I'm associating those types of higher purpose goals with goals that aren't necessarily going to bring in money, but are going to bring in happiness. Do you ever notice that?
I think that's an amazing question. It's for me, it wasn't about I'm going to sell this as a show. For me, it started off as an adventure. I needed to go across
the nation.
What a cool
thing to do.
Do you know? Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the money. It was about I need to go and do this for myself. I'd never traveled and done this sort of thing alone by myself nationwide. And it turned into something. It turned into a project before I left. And then a publicist found out what I was doing. And she's like, how can I support you? What can I do to help you? And she was the one who started, setting up these publicity things across the nation. And then when I got to a certain point, I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I needed to follow my own intuition because I kind of got in the way a little bit. Mm. I felt like I had to be at a certain point at a certain time to meet certain people. And that's not why I did what I did. So it wasn't about the money. It really wasn't. What the experience that I gained from it is more than when I review those tapes of the people I interviewed, they inspire me to this day because mm-hmm. I've had my own obstacles in this past year of achieving it and now getting this aired. I've had my own health issues and things I've had to go through. And Flo, what she went through, I figured if she can go through what she went through, I can go through the health stuff I'm going through and stick to my vision. And I will watch her tape and she inspires me now. All those people I interviewed are now inspiring me to continue and move this project forward.
Hmm.
Who knew that would happen?
Right. It actually turned itself around.
Totally did.
Now, why are these types of intuitive goals different from, say, New Year's resolutions where you set the goals at the beginning of the year?
Well, like I was saying earlier, that those New Year's resolutions, I think, first of all, there are 9 areas to set resolutions in or goals in that are important. Mental, physical, spiritual, career, financial, fun, education, material, and relationship. And when we get really clear and specific about what it is we want, it makes the universe not guess what to bring us. And I think sometimes when we set just goals, we don't get specific enough and they're not vibrationally energetic, higher, what I'm saying? It's not something that really is uplifting us. We don't really sit down and think, is this goal going to uplift me, fulfill me? Is it really what I truly want? Or am I curbing it a little bit because I'm worried about what other people will think if I go for that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? So mm-hmm. I'm wanting you to dig deep and really write down things that are inspirational to you, things that aren't mundane in any kind of way. Like the example, again, of the gym. Okay, I'm going to go to the gym, get a trainer.
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And you need to find out why you want what you want. Be very specific with why, what it is you want, why you want it, and vibrationally how that's going to feel to get it.
Okay. So now, how does this have to do with when there's pain involved? As you said, you're getting through your own obstacles to get through, to these intuitive goals. I mean, we all have them. maybe in our dream space or maybe in our daydreaming space. But what about getting through the obstacles and yes, some of the stuff that's going on?
With like grief and resentment, like right now I'm going through I'm going through a lot of loss, and allowing myself to just be where I am in my own personal life and embracing it. Mm. And then also to going to people who are supporting me in that and allowing me to just be a little disoriented, to be not as, you know, to me, on top of my game as I feel I normally am. And then giving myself that space and time to process the grief, the loss, and then also to heal any resentments and to somehow get into some form of forgiveness is really, really important, because the resentment keeps me stuck in the past. And I've got to get into some form of acceptance of what is right now so that I can move forward. And one thing I've done personally is now I have a new goal of writing, an intuitive goal of writing a script. And I've now hooked up with a new writing partner, and she knows nothing about my past at all or what I've been through in this last year. And all we do is discuss about what is happening in the moment and what we're going to write, you know, what our script is about, and we talk about that. So the past isn't brought into my present moment right now at all, and all I'm doing is focusing on moving forward. And that has helped tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I also have two new goal-setting partners. They don't know about what's happened in the last year. And so what we do is stay focused about this moment forward. And daily we check in with each other to see what we've accomplished for the day and what we're going to, we set our goals for the next day. And that's, it's helping me tremendously.
I'm so right there with you, because when I was asked to speak at the Conscious Life Expo, I was toying with what I was going to talk about, because I know so much about so much. It's hard to, you know, funnel it into one topic that I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about a lot of things. So I was saying to Tanya, one of the producers on the shows, I said, well, how about just doing a lecture on figuring it out as you go along? It's
That's
a funny
great.
Title, but it is exactly what being in the moment is about.
Right.
Because sometimes we don't know how it's all going to work out. Sometimes we overstack our plates and put a lot of coals in the fire and see which ones ignite, and then we go off of those. It's a lot about intuition, and it really is. It seems disorganized, but it's about figuring it out as you go along, following your intuition, being in the moment at all times. And even if you have a lot going on that day, if you're always constantly ahead of yourself, you're not going to be taking care of the matter at hand,
right.
And then you'll start to see your day fall apart like a domino effect.
Oh, brilliant,
and
right.
It's happened to me so many times that, I mean, it's like today I have about 16 things going on, but each thing is working out exactly on time, and I'm really happy. Almost. You know, a few things glitches happened this morning at like 7, but yeah. I'm over those. And so it's working, and that's kind of what about having the confidence in the moment is about,
right.
Because it may not all be working out, or you may not have a grand scheme or a plan on things, but if you live in the moment, moment by moment, it's going to work itself out.
It truly does. I really believe that we get the universe's guidance in the moment right here, right now. When
mm-hmm.
we're in this moment, just like you're speaking.
Completely.
And the book The Power of Now talks about that
right.
a lot. You know, and being right here, right now. This
it's
moment.
Such a
forward.
Sleepy tape, though.
Oh, it is. I know. It
book.
Truly is.
The
yeah.
book is better.
Yeah, the book is great. But I find, though, I think this is so brilliant what you were talking about is that, you know, to bring people into our now that don't know about our past, and they are just with us right here, right now, and to get into that acceptance of the moment right here. And this
not
is
to deny it.
But not to deny it.
Right.
Can't deny it.
But it's part of you, and it's part of this moment right now, but do you need to constantly look, you know, back on it and say, well, this is part of me, this is part of me? It is part of you, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah. Now, you do intuitive readings on people where you incorporate their goals into their...
Yeah, what it is I'm a business intuitive, and I see people's gifts and I see their blocks. I see what gets a corporation or an individual or a business or a project stuck or blocked. I get the date, the age, the event, what happens to the person or company that gets them stuck, or the belief system, and then I see the gift where they're capable of going. What like Carolyn Mace does for the medical community is what I do for businesses. And I work with people on this level, and then I teach the different workshops. Like I'm teaching an intuitive goal workshop, which is actually on my website, www.MoniqueGuild.com, and that's coming up February 22nd. But that's where we set goals in 9 different areas, and we work through blocks like grief, resentment, negative thinking, and I teach people how to identify and trust their own intuition. But yeah, I see pictures. I'm psychic, but I never say that because I work with so many executives.
Right.
And
I was
people.
About to say,
yeah.
Like, go over like a load of bricks, but it's just about intuition. How does that go over when you're speaking to corporations about intuition?
Actually really well. I did a lecture for John Arrow Prudential Real Estate Company, and I ended up teaching a workshop for some of their realtors, and really, really well, because it is about following our intuition and getting intuitive hits and what our next step is.
Can you tell that right away when you're speaking to someone?
What do you tell what?
Blocks?
Oh, yeah. I see a person. It runs in my family. My dad is a psychiatrist, and before a patient walked in the door, he could tell you everything about them.
Wow.
My grandmother was the same way, and I have the same gift that I see all these pictures, and I follow the pictures, and then I see the gift. But I also get a knowing, and it goes on from there.
Yeah, yeah, but does that happen before you actually find the person, before you see the person?
Yeah, I meditate before they come and see me, and I get information about the person before they walk in the door, basically.
You did that once when you were on Nita Valens' show where you took calls.
Yeah.
And you had, that's right.
Yeah.
And you could do that over the phone as well, right?
Oh, yeah. All the time, yeah. And people also, too, can I can be reached at 818-769-1887. And you can also go to my website, and it'll tell you more stuff, too. And that address, again, is www.MoniqueGuild.com, spelled MoniqueGuild. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go take some phone calls
here.
Oh,
we're going to take calls. Great.
If you don't
mind. That'd be terrific.
The number here is 818-985-KPFK. That's 818-985-5735. And I'm going to give a minute for phone calls to come in if people have questions for Monique Guild. We're going to take a quick break after I'm done beating up the microphone here give our call screener a chance to take some of these phone calls. 818-985-KPFK. And we'll take a quick break. I'm here with business intuitive Monique Guild. If you are stuck in something that you are wanting to go after or do, Monique can take a look at that for you. And then we're going to be on with our guest a little bit later on talking about sacred geometry, so hang on for that as well. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. Welcome back to Aware. This is Lisa Garr, and I'm here with business intuitive Monique Guild. Our phone lines are completely lit up, so if you're trying to call right now and get a busy signal, hang on for us. We're going to go right to the phones. People that have business challenges that Monique might be able to help you with. She's kind of like a business therapist. Starting off with Sabrina, our first caller in Los Angeles. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling in. Question for Monique Guild.
Yes, I have been going through a difficult time in my life. Dealing with childhood trauma that's coming up, and it's just been really hard. And my whole life, I've had a difficult time trying to find my place in the world using my talents. And so, I would like some help with that.
Yeah, the loss. What is all the loss that you've just been through?
Well, it's hard to really say. I've been in a couple of car accidents, and I'm not sure, but I think maybe it's an accumulation of
mm-hmm.
of the loss of my in my life, you mm-hmm. know, at my childhood, that's the only thing
yeah.
I can.
Where are you with art? What is up around art?
I'm a painter.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. Where is that?
I have a website, and I haven't been painting lately.
Oh, please get back to your painting. Even though I know you're processing and healing all the all this stuff that you've been through. Mm-hmm. I'm really encourage you to get back to your artwork, please. That's going to help you process all this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Back to the phone, Cindy in Orange County. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'm great.
Great. Do you have a question for Monique?
Yes. I have just been through quite a loss as well, although it turned out fine. We almost lost my granddaughter 1 year ago, March 21st, and at her birth, and she's doing great now, but it's been a very bumpy ride. And mine has to do with, I know I can pinpoint certain things. I've waited to raise my family and waited to do my own career or higher education, and now I seem to be stuck because...
Yeah, I see what's going on. It's about you learning how to give yourself your own energy now and being comfortable with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you've been doing it since you were a child, where you've giving your energy away and
absolutely.
Helped and take care of and managed and controlled everything as a kid growing up.
Yeah, my friends call me, the mother of the whole world.
Yeah, I know. I see that. And I don't know if you've ever heard of a program called Al-Anon, but it really teaches you. I would encourage you to go there. It teaches you how to put the focus on yourself. And
I've been going to CODA, which is similar, Codependence Anonymous, for quite a few years, and it's given me that clarity. I guess it's just really taking that final step and believing that everyone's going to be okay if you don't be attentive all the time.
Yeah, if you would, that's where I'm totally seeing you to go, and that's where you're going to get the encouragement and support you need to put the focus back on yourself, let go of what you can't control, and
how
really
about,
develop your own talent.
How about what type of things? Do you see anything in that?
Actually, I was seeing two things. It's funny. Art's coming up around again. Graphic art, though, but also writing. And
absolutely.
Yeah, you're writing.
You're good.
Thank you. And, those are the areas I'm going to encourage you to go towards.
Okay, super.
Great. Thank you. And get to those meetings.
Thanks for the phone call. This is great because there's a lot of people that are curious about things, but this is a good one from Julie in Ventura. Welcome to our 805 listeners out there. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi. Doing well. Thank you so much.
Great. Sweetie, turn your radio down for me, okay? There's a little bit of reverb that we hear here in the studio.
I'm on a speakerphone.
Oh, take yourself off the speaker.
Can you hear me okay? Do I need to switch? Or?
Yeah. Could you put yourself on the headset?
I will. 1 second.
Oh, Julie. Julie's gone. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Julie, you're back.
Thank you. My teenage daughter's losing my headset.
Oh, okay.
I've had about 2.5 to 3 years of health issues, and then my husband recently got laid off, so I went back to work at my own business where I work out of my home, and I'm feeling very uninspired.
Mm-hmm. Well, the anger towards all this, because when you have health issues and then you're going to have to get into some, like I was talking about earlier, with this getting into some sort of forgiveness and acceptance of the situation so that you can move on.
Okay.
Because you're holding on to a lot of anger, and you need to get through that. Because anger keeps us blocked, and it keeps us stuck in the past.
Mm.
And we have to really let go and get into acceptance in order to move on.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm really encouraging you to move on and get going. Also, too, creatively, there's something around lecturing or a book, or you're lecturing, speaking in front of people. What is that about?
Yeah, I have done that in the past, and
I'm seeing you do that again. So
really? Okay.
Let's get you lecturing again and speaking again and getting into acceptance and forgiveness. You really need to let go. I understand about the health. It can be maddening.
Yeah.
I truly understand. And, we need to move you on from that and get, like Lisa and I were speaking of a little earlier, if you can get a goal setting partner, a person who doesn't know your past, get someone fresh and brand new and start setting goals in those 9 areas that I spoke of, and check in with this partner daily, because it'll help get you refocused and back on track again.
That sounded very right to me.
Great.
Actually, when I heard you say that earlier.
Oh, good.
Great.
Good. Thank you so
Thank
much for calling
you.
In. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Also too, Lisa, if people, want to reach me, they can reach me. Can I give it the number?
Okay, do that at the end.
Sure.
Just take a few more.
Yeah, sure.
David in Venice.
Hello.
David, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. If you can turn your radio down a little bit.
Oh, in my radio, yeah.
That's right. I know. It's sometimes hard to remember because you're listening to see when you're going to be on.
So I could record because I wanted to make sure I had it all, but too late for that.
I'm sorry. It creates a reverb. But you had a question about, well, for Monique. I'll tell you. You can tell her what it's about.
Yeah. You know, it's. I love your show. I just got home and put it on, and I was like, it was perfect timing. You know,
I love it when that happens.
Yeah, there's some loss that kind of happened, and then I got stuck. And I'm a musician, and...
I was seeing you on stage, so I was wondering what that was about. Okay, that makes sense. Do you perform on stage?
I haven't for a while.
Okay.
Maybe intuitionally you see that happening.
That's what I said.
I'm looking to get back into that, you know, I sort of... But anyway, I don't know how to formulate my thing, but I had started a classical guitar cruise last year, actually, and relationship sort of ended, and I moved out in the middle of trying to keep it going, and I really took a dive with living standards and what have you. And
so let me ask you, what's up with the high highs and the low lows with the person that you were involved with? They had, like, this erratic behavior.
I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say, too. Really, what I'm going to encourage for you, I won't get into all the details of it right now on the air, but I'm going to encourage you to, you know, I don't know who the addictive personality was that you grew up with as a child. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to, you might, I'm going to throw this out there again. Here we go. I don't know if you've ever been to an Al-Anon meeting, but some sort of... place where you can put the focus back on yourself and become comfortable with containing your own energy and giving yourself your own energy, because I hear an airplane going over. Is that
Sorry.
An airplane or a helicopter?
Okay.
I hear that. But you're really needing to get the focus back on yourself and become comfortable with giving yourself your own energy, because this isn't the first relationship you've gotten involved with someone who's had this erratic behavior, this up and down, high highs, and you've been giving your energy away to other people, and you really need to give it back to yourself and get refocused.
Well, I like what you said about finding a group of people who aren't familiar with your past, and you
yeah.
check in with them often.
Yes.
It's an interesting topic. A lot of people are really getting that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that sounds a little... I like that over the... I mean, not to knock Al-Anon or anything, but even more focused, it seems like a little bit more intimate, where you have people that are actually stronger support structures for...
Worth trying. Definitely
hey,
worth
whichever
trying.
One works for you and floats your boat. And remember what we talked, Lisa and I talked about earlier, is what makes you feel uplifted and inspired. You know, I'm just throwing out different suggestions, and whichever one you gravitate towards, go for. But I do encourage you, if you're going to get with a group or one or two people to set goals with, someone who's totally new and they don't know you. It's amazing how powerful that is and how much that works.
It should be group. All right, I'm going to let you go, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You might live at the Santa Monica Airport. There's another David out there in Redondo Beach. Hi, David. Can you hear us?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. I love your show. I want to thank you for it.
Thank you.
Hi, Monique.
Hello.
I'm kind of in a major transition period right now, and I don't feel very in touch with my intuition. I'm trying to sort of figure out what the path in life is, and wondering if you had any suggestions.
Yeah, the lethargy. You know, it's kind of like your air got taken out of your sails a while back ago, like 2 to 3 years ago. I don't know if there was some sort of, it's almost like something was lost 2 to 3 years ago. And at that time, it's like the wind got taken out of your sails. It was like a blow to the ego or a blow to what you were doing. What is that about?
Nothing pops to mind immediately. I'll think about that. I'm sure there's...
Yeah, there's something definitely around that. But you know, pretty much along the lines of what I'm talking about, we're talking about forming new partners and getting goals setting, partnering with people who you can set goals with is really an important way to kind of snap you out and move you forward. Also, too, you continue on with your education?
Yes, I'm taking some art classes.
Good. Keep doing that, but you might want to grab somebody in there that you have a kinship with and say, hey, what do you think about us getting together and doing this once a week? I don't know if you got the 9 areas that I spoke of. I'm not sure if you heard that earlier, but
That,
you know, you guys set and be very specific about what you want, you know, what it is that you want. Because, again, I believe it makes the universe not guess what to bring us. So
Right. I guess I'm trying to see from my intuition point of view, and I don't feel like I've been that in touch with my intuition. So that's kind of what I'm trying to see. Like, even setting goals, I guess I can come up with some, but I don't know if they're how intuitive they really are.
Mm-hmm. What is the loss that's been happening around you? Actually, that started like 5 to 6 years ago. It's just lots of loss.
Common theme today.
Yeah.
Matching energy.
It's more like loss of probably what I was on a path for my whole life doing something, and I realized that I didn't want to be doing that. So it's a letting go of really, I don't see that as a negative thing. It's a very positive.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to be negative. That's what I said to you earlier about your wind getting taken out of your sails, like all of a sudden, you know, what you just described. And I'm sorry, what was your question?
It's more of I guess I'm trying to develop my intuition or get it, because I don't feel very in touch
okay,
with my
so
intuition.
That's okay, great. So do you meditate?
I'm just starting to the past few weeks, actually.
Good.
I thought that would help.
It helps so much, I can't even tell you. Meditating every morning for at least 10 minutes every morning, and if you can, at night, too. Also, too, there's a book called The Artist's Way, and in there they talk about brain drain, literally writing out 3 pages a day of just draining your brain mm-hmm. of all the thoughts. That really helps us to connect in with our intuition. I journal every single morning of my life. I have to.
Yeah, and that sounds good. I think
That's going to really help you between the meditation and the journaling, help you tune back in.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, David.
Bye.
There's a lot of loss. I guess a lot of people have experienced loss in their lives. I mean, I can tell you I'm mourning my life before birth. So that was a loss. A great independent lifestyle. That happened.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a pretty common theme. You know, it, inevitably what I experience is whatever I'm working on, somehow I will attract people to talk to that are going through the same thing, or guests that are talking exactly about what I'm talking about. I mean, what I'm going through. It's kind of interesting how you attract the matching picture, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Also, too, I think it's important, like you're just talking about, to recognize everyday losses. You know, disappointments. Those are losses. Mm. They don't have to be some big, you know, like David and I were just talking about, it doesn't have to be some big traumatic thing where somebody dies or, you know, some
a job
loss. But just disappointments, people who maybe aren't honest, just the little everyday losses, and recognizing those. When you recognize those and say, ow, that was an owie, I just had a loss, and allowing that to pass through you. There's, you know, I really believe that grief and resentment are the two biggest blocks there are. And I always like to say, you know, you wonder why people are going postal, you know, standing in front of the post office with an Uzi in their hand blowing up the post office. And I believe it's because of unresolved grief and resentment. You know, or it's like a tube of toothpaste with holes in it. You squeeze the toothpaste tube and toothpaste squirts out all over the place. And that's like our feelings. If we don't process the feelings now or feel them as the losses are coming up, they come out all funky later on, and we don't know where they're coming from.
That's an interesting analogy.
Yeah. Choose either one, postal or toothpaste.
Where are you going with the toothpaste? Yeah. But it's true. At the end of every day, I do, before I go to sleep, I do a meditation where I dump all of my grief and resentment for the day, or
great.
Else I will have a nightmare of a night. And I've learned that through experience. Major anxiety attacks 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Processing stuff that I hadn't let go before I went to bed.
Oh, God, that's brilliant.
Finishing a conversation with someone who made me mad, or forgetting something and going, God, oh, God, remember that. You know, just I got to dump that stuff before I go to bed or I won't sleep.
That's an excellent tool.
Yeah. I just create an image of a grounding cord and just dump it into the center of the earth, and the earth can handle it.
That is a great, like doing that, and then also maybe people who write a gratitude list of what happened during the day that they're grateful for, the accomplishments that they did do.
Oh, that's another side of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, or also
that's a great idea.
Writing down the resentments and somehow getting, again, into some sort of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe our resentments and negative thinking end up showing us what it is we really want.
Right. Now, that's a great point of filling back up with the type of things that you did during the day that were accomplishments, because it's easy to let all this stuff go, then you go to bed empty. That's
exactly.
Got to give yourself some kudos as well.
Yes.
All right, going back to the phones, you have been holding a long time, Michelle. Thanks for your patience. In Santa Monica.
Hi. Hi, Monique.
Hello.
I have been suffering again from loss.
Ah! I'm sorry, not to make light of it, but that is an interesting theme that's happening here.
It is. And I'm learning from the other callers. And I'm getting back to track on what I believe my goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to push out. Part of my loss is ending a relationship.
That's, and you know what? This isn't the first time you've attracted the same sort of pattern or behavior
mm-hmm.
in the person,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you've been giving your energy away to that person
yeah.
and helping them with their stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, their emotional stuff.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So what's happened is you're really having the opportunity. I look at everything as an opportunity for growth. You know, nothing is negative. Nothing's bad. Everything, even though it feels horrible, you know, everything is an opportunity for growth. And I get to say, okay, what is my lesson here? What do I get to learn? What's my opportunity for growth? The minute I ask that question and I get out of blaming them or staying focused on them somehow through resentment or whatever it is that they didn't do, I lose my power. But if I go, okay, I attracted this situation into my life again. Obviously, there's something I need to heal within myself.
Right.
What do I need to heal within myself? And when I ask those questions, it takes me out of victim mode. It gives me my power back, and the universe will rush in to support you and begin to give you answers on what needs to be healed, which will help you get back on track and set goals that are going to be intuitive goals that are inspirational and helpful to you.
It makes sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and I think you also speak for a lot of other people, so thanks for being brave with us on the air here.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I'm here with Monique Guild. We're taking phone calls here. The phone number is 818-985-KPFK. All the phones are full right now, but be a little patient, and you can probably get in at the in a few minutes. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to the phones. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. My guest is business intuitive Monique Guild. So if you're hanging on the phones right now, stay with us. We will get back to you. And listeners, stay with us as well.
On the evening of Saturday, February 14th, the Pasadena Symphony, under the baton of music director Jorge Mester, will present a Valentine's Day concert, which concludes with a symphonic play of Romeo and Juliet, with actors, dancers, vocal soloists, and chorus weaving together the music of 9 composers inspired by Shakespeare's immortal words. Join me, Jay Kugelman, your host for Sound Exchange, and my guest, actor and creative director John DeLancey, who has shaped this Romeo and Juliet fantasia, here on KPFK at noon on Friday at 90.7 in Los Angeles and 98.7 in Santa Barbara, Pacifica Radio, for a more romantic Southern California.
Retribution, time is coming on, no solution, till we right these ancient wrongs, till we sing our healing songs. The spell of 7 generations must be broken.
Good music. Thanks, Maggie.
Great.
Yeah, this is Lisa Garr. I don't know. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. Maggie always comes up with some good stuff going back into the show. So I'm speaking with Monique Guild, and she is a business intuitive. We have a board full of callers here of people that are talking to Monique about how to get through emotional blocks and find goals, intuitive goals that help you move forward in your career. And Monique is helping people with that. And it seems like it's a hot topic because, yeah, we all get pretty stuck. And I'm just going to go to the callers, as many as I can here. But if you don't get through, you can always email Monique.
Go to my website.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Monique Guild, MoniqueGuild.com. Or they can call me at 818-769-1887. That's 769-1887.
Okay, going back to the phones, Shamin in Irvine. Shamin, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Yes. First of all, I want to say thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And I love your program. You're the best, Lisa.
Oh, thanks, Shamin.
Afternoons. Every day you make my afternoons because I'm trying to work out of the house. I'm unemployed at the moment.
Aha, so you're looking for inspiration.
Yes, I had several businesses that I lost after the 9/11 fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of lost. You know, you get to an age in the middle of that crossroad and you don't know where to turn. I meditate from 4 to 5 every day. And
wow.
That part. But still, it looks like there's, I'm missing something and I need some. I think it always helps to speak with someone, mm-hmm. and the rest of the world is listening.
Yeah.
Wow. Just think it's just you and I.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. Monique, what are your feelings?
So that is huge. The 9/11, so many people lost.
Yes, of course.
So much. And also, too, what happened, the... You know, when we need to start off on something new and start off on a new adventure, when we've had such a blow like that, you know what's important, too, what I'm picking up on is vibrationally, somehow try to make sure you're not still vibrationally talking to a lot of people about the same thing over and over again and how you lost your business over and over again through 9/11, because that keeps it in our sphere, if you will. Do you know what
yes.
I mean? If it keeps saying, oh, I lost my business during 9/11, I lost my business. If you keep
yes.
saying that, you're going to keep attracting it, because
okay.
we speak our lives into existence, you know, and who we hang out with is who we vibrate with.
We'll keep recreating it.
Yeah, so I'm seeing you talk about that a lot, and it's keeping you in your, keeping that in your environment. So now, again, like we spoke of earlier, with getting a new goal-setting partner, you know, you meeting someone new who doesn't know that you lost your businesses during 9/11 and starting fresh, starting anew. I'm also seeing you educating yourself, going into a class. What are you thinking about class you're taking?
Well, I have started a small business entrepreneurial class.
Good, 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 good. That's great. So why
I'm
not...
trying to educate myself to be better at what I'm doing and make my dream. I have a dream of a particular type of a business.
Terrific.
Make it happen.
Great. So with that, no more talk about how you've lost so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's got to stop. And that's the biggest advice I'm going to give you, and everything else is going to take off from there.
I think I agree with you. Thank
Great.
You.
Well, thank you.
You got a hit of inspiration anyway, so good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Sometimes I wish I could just follow up with these people and say, hey, let me know how it goes.
How did it go?
Yes.
But you know what, Lisa?
The inspiration
I think
to others.
So important what she just brought up, because what happens is I know for myself, and I know you understand this, that when our life changes somehow, or we go through a loss, I know for myself, I've talked about, oh my God, I've just had to let go of so much. And I keep talking about it. Whereas if I keep talking about that, it keeps it in my
Recreates
environment.
It.
Oh
mm-hmm.
my God, over and over.
Big
so.
Time. Shanice in Sherman Oaks, do you have a question for Monique Guild? Hi, Shanice.
Hi.
Hey.
I am thrilled to death that you took my call. Thank you very much.
And we shocked you.
It shocked me, and I've tried many, many other times before. But you're so popular.
This is your time.
And thank you for having this show. It's so wonderful.
I'm glad
and
it is helping.
The love you put out there in the world with your show. My question is, I'm a single mom, and I am contemplating going back to school, and I'm not really sure what for. I'm thinking somewhat along the lines of medical field, but I really can't even afford to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stuck because...
So what's up with all the clutter?
Boy, are you good.
Okay, so prosperity. I teach these prosperity workshops. It's called Oh Hell, How Did I Get Here? Excuse me, and what do I need to do to clean this up and prosper now?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is we have to clean up clutter. We've got clutter keeps us blocked and stuck. It's clutter externally as well as clutter internally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing this external clutter around you, and I encourage you to get one
You're
of those garbage
sense
bags.
To you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you how to make a good business, Shanice. Take all your clutter, put it on eBay, and sell it. It's a small business.
There you go.
It's a great small business. Lots of people do it. I don't know. I've never tried it, but... Heck, it works.
Yeah,
somehow.
A lot of people are doing it. It's so true.
It's like an online garage sale.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I don't think they'd want my clutter.
You never check out what's on eBay. You'd be surprised.
But, you know, my real
The one thing I wanted to say to you about, you said I can't afford it,
yeah.
And I got to catch you on that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, because you keep saying I can't afford, you're right, you won't be able to afford, but if you clean up clutter and you start tithing, mm-hmm. tithe 10% of your income, the net income that you get, to where you are spiritually fed, whether that's a practitioner, a church, some sort of place where you are getting your spiritual food from. And you might say, well, gosh, I'm not getting spiritually fed anywhere.
I guess I could give it to the Aware Show.
Yay! Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
perfect.
We'd actually love some help.
Absolutely
perfect. We have a booth at the Conscious Life Expo. You can give us a call if you want to volunteer. We'd love to have you.
I would
love
to do that.
That actually is a brilliant idea. Where we get our spiritual food from, we can tithe there. When we tithe and we clean up clutter, that brings in prosperity. And I promise you, you move towards your vision of wanting to go into the medical field, it will come to fruition. But make sure it really vibrates with you. You're not doing it just for the money. Make sure if you're going into the medical field, you're doing it in an area that you really feel passionate about.
I'm looking at nutrition.
Okay, if that is uplifts you and inspires you, and you have like a thing about it, you know what I mean? It really resonates inside your soul, and you're excited about nutrition, and you want to learn and pass it on. But find a niche. Find a reason why in nutrition you want to go into nutrition. You know, is it because you've had health issues and you've helped heal yourself through nutrition? What is it about it that you're interested in?
Okay.
Here's how good of a creator you are, Shanice. If you volunteer for the Aware Show at the Conscious Life Expo, you get in free, and it is a nutritionally oriented expo. So
yeah, that's
give
right.
us a call, 818-710-6020.
Perfect.
6020. Talk to Tanya, and you can volunteer and help us out with the booth, and you can get in for free. So she'll hook you up.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh.
See how
Look
good
at
you
that.
Are at creating
Prosperity
things.
Already.
You made my
job.
Year.
Oh, sweetheart.
Isn't it great?
You're right. Yeah, I have clutter, and it's almost all paper, and I don't know what to do with it because it's like old, you know, bank statements and stuff like that, and I was always told save, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Burn.
Burn it.
Yeah, get rid of clutter. It's huge. It creates such a block. It's major.
It is major. Thank you so much.
You're so
sweetheart.
Welcome.
We'll see you
Thanks for calling.
Next weekend.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll volunteer, too.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll be talking about this at the Conscious Living Expo. I'll be speaking Sunday at 6.
Okay, good.
About this, what we're talking about now, all these things. And we'll both be there on Sunday. So
right.
That's exciting.
Okay, going back to the phone calls here, we have Nahalia in North Hills. Nahalia.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through. I want to say, Lisa, your show is a godsend.
Aww.
Thank
so
you.
So many blessings. You're so sweet. Everyone that says that returns the blessing to me, so thank you for saying
that. It is, because I got turned, I'm a student at Northridge, and I got turned onto it from El Camino, from a person I know, and I've been listening ever since, and thank you for having Monique on. Hi, Monique.
Hello.
I'm on my way to biology class right now.
Okay.
Anyway,
sweet.
I just wanted to say, like, I've had loss, too. Like, September 11th, it happened when I was in school, and it really hit me because my family went to New York. And last year, my bestest friend, her mom and aunt died on the same day.
Oh, gosh.
And, they're both terminal illnesses, and so they knew it was coming. And I've been dealing with my own childhood grief and loss, and it, like, most of this is not like people that I've lost close to me, but it's just I had a really bad childhood, and it's affecting like my relationships, and I'm like a control freak, but not about important things, about little things, and I just wanted to do some focus.
Okay, so this is exactly when we talk about in my prosperity workshop, you know, we set these visions in 9 areas as opposed to goals, and
okay.
we look at the distractions that get us distracted and keep us from achieving our visions. So like you just listed off all these things that are getting you distracted from achieving what it is you want to achieve. And what that all comes from, as a kid, you somehow were distracted a lot and had to take care of other people. And were having to, I don't understand why there was so much chaos going on, but you were definitely, you learned how to abandon yourself, get out of yourself, fix the territory so somehow you felt better inside. And what happens is now that you're moving on in your life and wanting to achieve things, the same pattern's being recreated. Like other people are having these losses, and you're allowing it to affect your life.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really about going, okay, wait a minute. I wasn't the one who died. You know what I mean? Like, my best friend committed suicide 4 years ago. And, you know, she's the one who died. And I was left here holding the bag and had to move on and live my life fully. So let those deaths inspire you to fully live now.
Great advice.
It kind of does, but I've always, like, suffered with depression, and for me, like, I seek love through food, so it gives me a weight problem, and I like to sleep to escape.
But you see, listen to how you're phrasing all of this, you know. Everything you just phrased, you're keeping it in your now. You're keeping it coming and staying in your now. Whereas if you say, I am healing, I am releasing weight, I'm not, because you're perpetuating a situation by what you're speaking with your words.
Okay.
Because what we say creates our life. What we say, it brings our life into existence. And I would encourage you to start looking at what you're speaking and saying, because it'll start changing your world, because you're on the right track, but you're saying things that are keeping things in your environment.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I listened to what you told a caller about journaling, and, you know, I had, like, really bad, like, self-destructive thoughts towards myself.
You
and
see
I,
right there what you're saying again? I've had really bad
self-destructive
thoughts.
Good.
Good. In the past.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Because well, I did try journaling, but I didn't keep it up, but I noticed laying it out on paper did release a lot of stuff.
Good. Keep it up, then. That's
and
great
so
stuff.
Move
if you
forward.
Do it every morning, and that with meditation would be terrific. Thank you
okay.
so much
Thank
for calling.
Thank you, Monique.
Thanks for your call.
Love
Emma.
You, Lisa.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody is so sweet.
Aren't they the greatest?
Yes. I'd love to see you guys. If you come, get a chance to come to the Conscious Life Expo, that is great. It's the Valentine's Day weekend. I will be there at 1 o'clock speaking. Come to my lecture. We're going to do a lot of Q&A. So if people haven't had a chance to ever ask questions, and get there, and I can talk to you in person. Monique's going to be there at 6 o'clock. And you can also email her if you didn't have a chance to get in. We're out of time here, but all the callers on the board will write your names down, and we can, Tanya, can you write the names down of the callers on the board so Monique can flag these people when they email her?
Also, too, they can call me. My number, is it okay? I'll give it out again. It's 818-769-1887, 769-1887. And my website, again, is Monique Guild, MoniqueGuild.com.
Thank you, Monique,
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thanks and so much.
Thanks to all the people who called in and all the people who helped with the Aware Show, Tanya, Gina, Deborah, Maggie, Jessica, everybody. And
Thank
be
you,
sure
Lisa.
To tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock for Inner Vision with Michael Benner and Tai Chi expert Bruce Franziz. He'll discuss awareness through movement, and stay tuned for a chit-chat with two comrade sisters still committed to serving the people on Some of Us Are Brave. That's coming up next. And while I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.